What's the biggest challenge to stopping Pittsburgh?
Well, stopping that run game. You know, one thing about Steelers, they're always going to try to run the ball, establish their run game, and, you know, contain Big Ben. I mean, he's one of the most dangerous at what he does, and, you know, he hasn't been a two-time Super Bowl winner for no reason. He's a great quarterback.
Champ, where does Ben rank as far as passer with Peyton and Brady? Where does he rank as a passer with those guys?
I mean, he's right there. I mean, how many guys can you see that size could scramble and be accurate at the same time? Not a lot, you know, and, you know, he's one of the best at it. You know, he gives you a lot of fits because he extend plays. You know, he's just, I mean, he's as sharp as they come.
Champ, there's no anything near a cupcake in the NFL anymore, but Steelers are obviously one of the all-time juggernauts when you look at tradition and stuff. Do you like having that as an opener?
Well, it doesn't matter who you open with these days. Everybody's good, you know, but, you know, we know the Steelers, that they've been recently good for a couple years, and that's, I mean, that's the way we're going to take it. We just got to go out there with a fresh mindset that we got something good going here, and we just got to go out there and make sure we get the job done.
Schedule makers knew what they were doing, though. They're like, oh, this is an interesting one.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, I think they do a good job because there's so many good teams, and it's easy for them because, I mean, it doesn't matter who you match up with. It's going to be a tough week.
We saw last night in the Giants game, people were talking, well, they're coming off their Super Bowl, and they'll have their home crowd and excitement. These games are won on the field. As much as you're at home and the Sunday night, it's still a better team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the hype, I think that's why this game is so popular. So much hype going to it. And, you know, when it comes down to it, nobody really knows what's going to happen. And everybody looks dumb one week and smart the next. So, I mean, that's what makes this game great. And, you know, I love being a part of it.
Champ, there's a lot of good receivers, a lot of teams with good receiving cores, but this one's really fast. How do they stack up with the rest of the teams in the league?
Yeah, this is probably the fastest group we'll see. You know, it you know, not to take anything away from the other guys, but, you know, they got three of the speediest guys you'll see on any roster. So we got our hands full, but, you know, we're up for the challenge.
Are you hoping that because Mike Wallace missed basically all of camp that he'll be maybe a little rusty and not as big a part of the game plan?
Well, I sure hope so, because he's dangerous. And if you let him get by you, you can count that as seven. So, you know, he's one of the most dangerous receivers, and, you know, he hadn't held out for no reason.
Champ, how much are you looking forward to finally being able to see what this defense can do after a long preseason and offseason? You can finally see it for four quarters that count.
Yeah, I'm really anxious to see what we do. You know, I'm excited because I know what we can do. You know, now we just got to go out there and prove it to ourselves.